A lovely welcome to the podcast series The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I'm really, you know, very excited because this is one of these episodes when you have not had any sort of outcome so far up till now, which I doubt. But just in case you're one of these hardcore persons, you know, you need to be convinced. In fact, you know, then this is the podcast episode with which I can do that, and I'm sure about 100%. And how are we going to do that, and how is this possible? I would say, you know what, I stop talking now, and we get right away into the practical part, and we get into the action mode. So be excited what is now coming, and thank you very much for listening. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Yes, sir. So welcome back, and thank you very much also for this podcast episode. And as I just said it in the introduction, you will just love this one. And yes, this is one of the episodes where you're going to have really a big aha moment towards the end of it. And assumptions, of course, are that you have done all the exercises up till now already. And, you know, that you also right now are not stressed, so unless you're really, you know, on the working mode, which is said, you know, you sit down in your coaching area, in the working area, and that you have your, you know, head free for really get this going and doing this exercise with me. And, you know, as I think, you know, it's for the first time, in fact, the most important that you really feel this effect, that you really see this effect. I thought about, you know what, we just pretend to be now sitting vis-a-vis from each other, and that we right now have an online coaching session, in fact, together. So just imagine we're not doing this online, you're just sitting really physically here in the coaching lounge, here in Zurich, and we are doing this now together. And I'm straight, it is really a super great exercise. So really take your time while we do this, and as I said, I try to do it with you, you know, like in life, you know, so we also, you know, I'm going to also play some music behind it so that you really can focus on your process. And you know what, you just don't need a lot right now. I just want you, you know, to calm and to relax, and that you're really ready to do this exercise with me. So when you're right now, you know, shopping and you're not at home at your working position and, you know, spot, then I would say, please make here a pause and just continue hearing and listening to this podcast episode a little bit later when you really came back home into your area, into your working area, where you, you know, can relax, calm down, and that we really can work together. All right. So, okay. And for those ones already, you know, are in the working spot and you're ready to do so, I would say then for us, we really start now working this together through that you get your aha moment towards the end of this session. So now I would like you, after all the done work, what you've done up till now, that we do one further practical experience, one further practical, you know, exercise now together. And I want you to, that you paint an additional picture with you and your critical partner, you know, the one person you had in mind, the one person who we're doing now this exercise together, again, on one picture. And you do this, of course, out of your feeling. And you start, you know, you get two peoples on this picture, in fact, anatomically correct. You start with the feet, you paint legs, you paint a body, you paint arms, five fingers, a face, a mouth, a nose, eyes and also hair, and you try to do this as good as possible. And of course, we are no Picasso, so don't worry about that. And it's important that you just paint this out of your feeling. So right now, from your feeling, how would you paint both of you on this one piece of paper? And now I'm quiet until the music, you know, is getting quieter. And of course, you will get some instructions a little bit later on.
Thank you.
And then, when you've painted already your picture anatomically correct as much as you could, and that is really suiting your picture how you like it, then I want you to look at it and let you think about, in fact, what could be a good title for it. How does this situation now look at you? So how is the situation for you at the moment? What would describe it the best? That can be a word, maybe two words, or another, you know, feeling. Whatever, what is the best description for you? And then I want you to have a look at the person on the left side. And let you describe how this person is standing there. What kind of impression this person makes on you regarding his body? So what is a body description of this person? One word is enough. And then, how does this person look to you emotionally? What kind of impression do you have emotionally from that person on the left side? And then, you estimate the age of that person. Thus, that does not have to have anything to do with the real age of that person. How old is that person for you? And when you've done that, you look, of course, at the person at the right side, and also that person gets a body-wise but also an emotional characteristics. So how does this person look to you body-wise or emotionally? On that, of course, you estimate the age again. So how old seems that person to be like for you? And then you just have a look at your picture. You put the today date at the right corner, and of course you sign your picture. And I'm very sure it's a very lovely picture you painted now. And I would like, you know, that you now answer for yourself how you feel emotionally with your picture. So is it suiting? You like it? And einfach if you like it or not, that is more than enough. Just have a look at your picture and how you like it. And when you've done that, and I'm sure that you like your picture for the time being, and I'm straight, you know, now we do something very freaking and very fancy. Okay, are you ready? So now I want you that we make a little double check. All right? So you take the first picture you were painting with yourself and your critical partner, which you've done maybe a couple of weeks ago out, and you put it down on the table and compare it with the picture you've just now painted. And here I want you that you answer three questions. Question number one, which of these pictures do you like better? And you do this out of the perspective of a four-year-old child. So not out of a perspective of an adult one, no. So now please, out of the perspective of a child. So which of these two pictures, in fact, do you like more? And I'm sure that right away you pick the second one, all right? And now it's important that you see the differences. So why do you like the second one more? And here it's important that you just, you know, not look at the big thing. It's more that you look a little bit at the details. And this is, in fact, not so an easy exercise. So when you're ready, you can clearly mark, you know, the second one as, you know, the one which you like much more. And then you're ready, in fact, you know, filled the exercise more than you should be. So it's more than 100% already now. But I want you now that you also take some minutes and have a closer look at, in fact, where really the difference is and where can you mark that? So where do you see that, right? And here, you know, have a look at the colors you used. Look at, you know, the forms. Look at the positions of both of you, you know. Maybe in the first pictures, you know, you were wider away. Maybe one person is not looking at the other person, you know. And now in the second one, it's totally upside down, you know. First of all, you took other colors, maybe more colors, you know. Maybe, you know, you painted yourself much bigger than in the first one. And maybe both of the characters, both of the persons, in fact, are really looking at each other, you know, and getting closer together. And maybe, you know, there is more consensus which can be seen. And these are really the effects, in fact, we're looking on or at. And this is our clear signs, in fact, that this relationship is now really, has really changed, is now really different, all right? So very useful aha moment right now that you see, all right, you know, the done work I've done, you know, this is one of the very huge, big outcomes, all right? So if you would like, you know, to deepen this a little bit, you know, what is really the take out of it and what else can be seen on your transformation you have done now with this relationship, I can offer you, of course, that you know, make a picture of the first and the second picture and you send me that via Signal, WhatsApp, or, you know, this walkie-talkie, and I can give you a straight feedback on it. Because this is very important, because here you really see if you have made a big step forward and what in fact it really does mean. So, but nevertheless, if you do this or not, you know, there's one clear message now after this check exercise, in fact, all right? And that means that your relationship, you have been working on this between you and this critical partner, and that this relationship is from now on until forever changed and different. So you have from now on nothing more to do than just doing one more thing, and that is just observing what is different. And that's interesting because this observation of the differences can range, you know, from, you know, this person is maybe acting towards you completely different, you know, is getting maybe no more so loud, but more quieter, or is more thinking before that person is making a reaction to you. Or, you know, maybe this person, you know, smiles more at you, or maybe it's just internally of you that you have the feeling, you know what, when this person is around, I feel much more comfortable and I'm no more stressed, or I no more this anger arise in me, you know. So that is very now crucial to happen, and I'm straight, it is really observe it. And if you want to, take out your notebook, of course, and write down, you know, your observation. So every time when you meet this person, in fact, now for the time being. All right. So that's it for today. That was our check exercise that you see how big your transformation and how many changes are now coming and what you have all done, your hard work. And I hope you really enjoyed this one. And I wish you, of course, great, great changes to be observed for you and that you can really make nice bullet points and marks in your notebooks about it. So what this all means and what all can be done also in the long run with all these exercises, analysis tools and, you know, the methods and the theory blocks and everything we were now presenting you for the last couple of episodes, we're now getting closer to, in fact, what you can really do with it and how you can really scale your transformation as much and as high as you want. So this is now coming in the next podcast episode, so be and stay excited about it. And I would say for the time being, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you really had great fun as I had today. And if there's something in between, of course, shoot me a message. Maybe there are additional, you know, topics you would like to have covered, then also please shoot me a message. Then we also can maybe make out of this podcast episode and we can really talk about it. Or you say, I would like to have a one-to-one coaching experience to speed up my transformation, then of course you can do this, of course, at any time. Go over my website, shoot me a message, and we can get the thing started for you. So for the time being, thank you very much for listening and following up till now, and